Hi everyone, this is James Wilson, the MTB Strength Coach with MTB Strength Training Systems. Welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Training Systems podcast. This time I wanted to talk to you guys about an interesting subject, probably something not a lot of people have thought about, and that is, are you focused on the process or are you focused on the results? And what I mean by that, give you an example of, in the world of strength training, is I get a lot of people, for example, that ask me about plyometrics. And, what about plyometrics? What do I need to be doing for plyometrics? Stuff like that. And when I get questions like that, what that tells me is that people are more focused on the process or just doing plyometrics than they are on the results, which are, what are plyometrics supposed to do for you? They're supposed to make you stronger and more powerful. So the question shouldn't be, what about plyometrics? Where do I fit plyometrics into my program? It should be, what do I need to do? What is my weak point? What do I need to do in order to make myself a more powerful rider? And, for example, sticking with the plyometrics for a second, unless somebody has a solid strength training background, they've built time building their basic level of strength and things like the deadlift, front squat, military press, they've got good unilateral leg strength, they're balanced between one leg and the next, and their upper body's balanced, they've got good mobility, things like that, then plyometrics are not going to give you very good results. And what I see a lot of times is people that just, they read in a magazine that, such and such rider does plyometrics and it really helps their riding. And so they go out and they just start jumping upstairs and doing all sorts of stuff, thinking that they're training and they're helping themselves. And really they're doing themselves a disservice. They'd be a lot better served in understanding, like, hey, in order to become a more powerful rider, first I have to make sure that I know the proper body positioning and techniques. I need to have basic levels of strength. I mean, power is basically strength applied quickly. So if you don't have strength, you can be as quick as you want, but you're not going to be very powerful. And so you have to have adequate strength levels and things like that. So you have to build towards doing plyometrics. And of course, once you've established that, then doing plyometrics will certainly help you out quite a bit. But, just skipping straight to them and not really focusing, okay, what are the results? What do plyometrics do for me? They make me a more powerful rider. Okay, what is my weak point? What do I need to do to become a more powerful rider? I need to get stronger first, and then I can worry about that. That's being results-driven and not just process-driven, where you're, just doing whatever you read in a magazine or you read on a forum that somebody says you need to do. Certainly looking at other people's training strategies, to get some ideas is good, but if you're not focused on the results that training strategy brings about, and instead you're just focused on the process of going through a workout, then you're not going to, do everything that you could for your results. And so, another really good example is, how a lot of the I'm sure you guys have read any of my stuff, one of my biggest pet peeves is how big an influence bodybuilding has had on the programs that people see. And, three sets of 10, using machines, body part splits, things like that. Those are all bodybuilding tactics. And again, what happens is people become focused on the process. Okay, I need to work out. Let me find a workout and just get in the gym and do something. But they're not focused on the results. What are the results that you get from those workouts? For example, bodybuilding style workouts produce bigger muscles. That's why bodybuilders do them. Now, is that necessarily what you need as a mountain biker? If you decide that it is, yes, I'm really skinny, and every time I fall to the ground, I break something, then, yeah, putting on some muscle would be good. And so using some bodybuilding tactics would be good. But if your goal is to become stronger, more powerful, more mobile, things like that, then following a bodybuilding style workout that doesn't focus on those results is wrong. It's all wrong. And so again, the big problem that's happened in the mountain biking world with strength and conditioning is you've got a lot of well-meaning coaches who, for one reason or another, are recommending you know, programs and stuff that are drawn from other sports, where the results that those that the process delivers are not optimal for mountain biking. And you know, another excellent example, and probably another really big pet peeve of mine, is road cycling. It absolutely drives me nuts how many times I hear mountain bikers say, "Oh, I'm following the Chris Carmichael system," or, you know, blah blah blah, you know, road cyclists, I'm following this program. Man, that's great. I'm glad that you're doing something, but again, you're not focusing on the results that those programs are designed to produce. You know, road cyclists have different, they need different things for their sport. You know, for example, they don't need the upper body strength that a mountain biker does. They need a higher aerobic capacity than anaerobic capacity. You know, mountain biking, even casual trail riding, is a lot more anaerobic than most people realize and really think about. And so, you know, you've got constantly changing terrain. You've got, you know, just things that you're having to deal with on a constant basis that road cyclists don't. And so by following a program that's designed for a road cyclist without understanding, okay, what are the results that this program is designed to deliver, and is that really the results that I'm looking for, then, you know, you're doing yourself a great disservice in your training. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that you're wasting your time, but you're pretty darn near close to wasting your time. You're not, you know, focusing on the results that you want and figuring out how do I achieve those results. You're just going through the process. You're going to the gym, you're going through a workout and saying, "Hey, you know, I read this in a magazine, you know, somebody on a forum said this is what they do, and so this is what I'm going to do." And maybe that's not the best thing for you. So, you know, the idea being, you need to analyze what are you trying to achieve as a rider, and then think about what do I need to do to achieve those goals. Again, you know, this goes beyond just the world of strength and conditioning. This gets into skills training. You know, when you just riding your bike, I mean, that's the process. I mean, that's fun. And again, we're all, you know, guilty of, you know, just going out and riding and not really focusing on trying to improve a certain skill while we're out riding. And I'm certainly not suggesting that every ride needs to be turned into a training ride. That's not the case at all. I mean, I love to just go out and ride and have fun as much as the next guy. But, you know, by the same token, the opposite extreme, where you never focus on skills, you never think about, okay, you know, I suck at cornering, I need to figure out, you know, a better, you know, how do I corner, what are some skills, things I can do to practice to corner better, you know, I suck at technical climbs, I suck at technical descents, you know, what are my weaknesses as a rider, and then, you know, trying to figure out how do I improve on those weaknesses, you know, what's the process to help me achieve those results, and focusing that way, rather than just thinking, hey, I'm just going to go ride my bike, and magically one day I'm going to be a better rider. You know, that's not going to happen. I mean, I can't even tell you, you know, how many riders and you know, I've seen, and everybody's guilty of this. You know, downhillers just love to go downhill, and they say, "Oh, that's training. I'm going to go ride lift access this weekend, and that's my training." You know, that's not training, okay? I'm sorry, but it's not. That's riding your bike, which is fun. Cross-country riders are just as bad. I mean, I don't know how many cross-country riders I've come across that, you know, cannot ride the same section of trail year after year after year after year after year. And they, you know, continue to walk it. They don't challenge themselves. They don't try and focus on what can I do to become better at this. And so, you know, they just get so caught up in the process, which is just riding your bike, and they don't think about the results, which is, you know, that they're not actually getting better at any of their technical skills. And, you know, the reality is you're not going to get better at your technical skills on the trail. You know, having taken a skills camp and stuff from Gene Hamilton and gotten some coaching from Lee McCormick as well, I know that, you know, if you want to become better at something, you got to spend some time in a parking lot just doing basic drills. And in fact, this is something, not to, you know, toot my own horn, but, you know, unknowingly, I didn't really realize that this was not the norm. When I first started riding, I spent a lot of time out in front of my house just learning to do things like track stands. It kills me how many riders cannot track stand. Just absolutely blows my mind. I mean, if you can't hold your balance in a track stand for more than 5 seconds, I mean, really, you don't have balance. And so, you know, you need to know how to do a track stand. You need to know how to pick your front wheel up over something. You need to know, you know, how to, you know, lean the bike over to turn. I mean, these are just basic skills that as a rider you need to have, not only to make yourself a better rider, but a safer rider, cut down on your injuries and stuff like that. And so, you know, again, you don't achieve those results by just going out and riding your bike and not thinking about it. You know, decide, okay, these are the results that I want to get. What's the process I need to get those results? And then implementing it and doing it. And that is what's going to help you. So, you know, taking that mindset of, okay, what are the results I'm looking for? And what's the process that's going to help me get there? Rather than, okay, where's the process? You know, I need to work out and I just want to go ride, and, you know, that's training. I mean, that kills me. I mean, you know, personally, I know I'm going to upset a few people with this, but I think most, you know, most people that claim to be racers, mountain bike racers, are, you know, pretty much the equivalent of, you know, pickup basketball guys, you know. I mean, if you're not trying to focus on what, you know, what my weaknesses are and what I can do to improve them, and being honest with yourself, and that's another problem, is we all tend to focus on our strengths, you know. I mean, yeah, you've got really good endurance, but your technical skills suck. Is it really going to help you to continue to focus year after year after year on building your endurance and just leaving your skills to suffer? And, you know, conversely, if you've, you know, got great technical skills but your conditioning sucks, then what is the point of year after year after year just going out and working on your skills and not, you know, focusing on your conditioning and strength and stuff like that? So, you know, taking a good honest look at yourself and saying, okay, this is where I'm weak, this is what I need to improve. And a lot of times it's stuff that you don't want to work on. You know, we naturally want to work on stuff that we're good at, and that's where the problems come in, because, you know, we just keep focusing on those things and not being honest with ourselves on what we really need to do to improve. And so, you know, instead of being like, you know, the pickup basketball guys, you just, you know, show up, you know, at the court and decide, hey, I'm going to shoot some hoops, and they don't ever really practice, they don't ever really, you know, do anything to focus on their skills. You know, don't be like those guys. You know, focus on your skills, take your game to another level. Even if you're just a recreational rider, I mean, this holds true for everybody. You know, we've all got weak points that we need to focus on and get better at. And then, you know, what are the processes to get us there? So, anyways, you know, it's been kind of a little side tangent there on focusing on your weaknesses. But, you know, it all kind of ties together with the whole concept of being results driven and not process driven. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. This is so many areas in life this applies. You know, figure out what are you trying to achieve, what are your goals, then decide what's the best process to help me get there. Don't just look at what somebody else does and blindly follow their process without understanding what are they trying to achieve with that process, and is that really what I need to achieve, you know, at this point in my biking career and stuff like that. So, anyways, once again, this has been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for future podcasts, please email me at james@mtbstrengthcoach.com. And definitely, you know, be sure to visit my site, mtbstrengthcoach.com. You can sign up for my free newsletter. Got a lot of good online articles and videos and stuff there, some more thought-provoking stuff. So anyways, hopefully this has given everybody some fuel for thought, something to think about, and until next time, get out and ride your bike.